Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. The leader of the Massachusetts Senate is promising a zero-tolerance policy on sexual harassment. Speaking outside his statehouse office this afternoon, Senate President Stan Rosenberg again indicated that allegations that his husband has committed sexual assault and influence peddling have taken him by surprise.
This has been the most difficult time in my political life and in my personal life.
For more on the allegations and the many questions it raises on Beacon Hill, we turn now to WBUR's statehouse reporter Steve Brown. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Lisa.
There are two particular concerns about the allegations raised by four men who spoke with the Boston Globe on the condition of anonymity. First, the specter of sexual harassment and assault. And second, questions about whether Brian Hefner, and that's Stan Rosenberg's husband, has been trying to influence public policy in return for something. First, what did Senator Rosenberg have to say about the sexual harassment charges and the climate at the statehouse?
Well, that was the first part of his statement. He said, our hearts must go out to anyone who has been hurt, and he encourages anyone, anywhere, anytime to come forward. And he said the Senate maintains a zero-tolerance policy for sexual harassment and will always encourage people to come forward to any authority that they feel comfortable with without any fear of retaliation.
What about the more complicated question, then, of whether Brian Hefner is inappropriately influencing the policy decisions of Stan Rosenberg, his husband?
Stan Rosenberg indicated that that is just not the case. He says, I've repeatedly made clear that Brian was not to have any influence on what happens in the Senate. He has no influence over policy, the internal operations of the Senate, or any Senate-related business.
If Brian claimed to have influence over my decisions or over the Senate, he should not have said that. It is simply not true. And I'm looking forward to fully cooperating with the investigation and look forward to their findings. And I'm confident that the investigation will find that Brian had no influence on the workings of the Senate.
Now, Senator Rosenberg didn't reveal too much of what he and his husband, Brian Hefner, has been talking about lately, but he did give an indication of an explanation for his behavior. He says that Hefner is about to enter inpatient treatment for alcohol dependence.
We also heard the senator, though, mention a Senate investigation. He says he will recuse himself from any connection to that probe. Where does that investigation stand?
Well, that is going to be unfolding on Monday. The Senate is going to have a formal session Monday afternoon at 1 o'clock to discuss this. Presumably what they're going to be doing is hiring an outside investigator to look into this matter. It's going to be headed up by Senate Majority Leader Harriet Chandler and Minority Leader Bruce Tarr, who today talked about hiring an independent investigator to conduct this probe.
I want the best person possible and somebody with investigative experience and also with a keen knowledge of the law and the operations of the Senate and the law around sexual harassment. This is something that involves the entire Senate, so we will act hopefully very soon.
And as I just mentioned, that soon will be on Monday afternoon.
Okay. One more question, Steve. Senator Rosenberg himself took no questions today. One inquiry that a reporter tried to get him to answer is whether he can continue to lead the Senate effectively. Might he have to step down from his leadership position? Is anyone talking about that?
There's a lot of buzz in the building about that. Will he be able to hang on to his job? I think he's going to try to hang on to his job with Brian Hefner going into some alcohol counseling, inpatient treatment. Maybe that might be able to buy him some time.
Okay. WBUR Statehouse reporter Steve Brown, thank you.
Thank you.